Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. Today, you're going to hear two past videos that I was doing during the program that launched in 2023. And at the same time, I, in my personal life, was looking for a new home to move into. So a lot happening, and you're going to learn and see the synchronicity of looking for a home and the power in synchronicities. And you'll also see how to connect the dots and how important it is for us to experience synchronicities, experience growth, expansion, experience our manifestations in their becoming process, and then actually write it down so you can see, so your brain can see that this is actually working, that this shit actually works, right? There won't be a lesson afterward because the story is the lesson. And today, after you hear these stories, I challenge you, I invite you to grab some sort of thing you can take with you, a small notebook, something that is easily accessible for you to begin to write down and connect the dots in your own manifestation and abundance journey. Have a wonderfully abundant rest of the week.
So some really amazing synchronistic stuff has been happening this morning to me, so I wanted to share it in this community with you all. I'm out on my walk, and this is Monterey. I live in Monterey, and I am currently looking for a different apartment, house, whatever it is, right? And so I have been kind of just looking around at what's for sale, what's not really for sale, but for rent in the Monterey area. And I saw this one house on this particular walk at one point that it's like purple and which is my favorite color. And it's like with white trim and it looks like a freaking castle, right? Okay. And I was like, man, that would be really fun because it's like basically right on the water. And I mean, I wonder if they're doing something where I could just like move into the upstairs or whatever, you know, in places like Monterey and big cities. This isn't really a big city, but they allow for, you know, different kind of living styles, right? So anyway, I'm walking today and I was thinking to myself, well, where should I walk today? And then I got a hit, an impulse to come and walk here on this path. And so I'm walking by the purple house. And I'm actually looking at the water because the water is freaking gorgeous. And then I get an impulse to look up and to the right. And so I look to the right toward the house. I see the house and I'm like, ah, such a beautiful house. And then right in front of it, there are four brand new units that are for rent. And so I immediately call the guy who is having them for rent. And I've got an appointment to see the places next Tuesday. And I'm just telling you all this because this is abundance, right? I mean, these little impulses to go for a walk and clear my mind and get myself centered, it led me here. And then it led me to the most beautiful property that I have been admiring for so long. And then four brand new units for rent right in front of it. So it was kind of like the universe was like, yeah, you like this spot? You like this spot a lot? Well, this particular house back here is taken. But here are four brand new rental units. And here are big signs that say for rent, give us a call. And that is abundance. And it doesn't even matter what actually occurs from this, right? If this isn't it, then this isn't it. But these are the glimmers from the universe that say, you have stated your desire, you have felt emotions behind it, and now we are giving you the opportunity to allow more abundance in. And so, and again, like it's like, you can't see it from here, but it's basically right around there. It's gorgeous. And I'm so excited for it. And I'm just so excited to have shared this with you all, because these are the moments. And I've been hearing a lot of beautiful moments of abundance from some of you. When we share our abundance, we invite others into allowing abundance into their lives too, right? This is for you. I am not special. I am not any more deserving than every single one of you. We've just got to learn to start to ask. And we just have to start learning to follow those impulses and look up and see, wow, look at those limitless possibilities and opportunities. So essentially, a really good way to do this, to maintain that focus, that energy, what you really need to do is keep a journal of it. Keep accountability for yourself of when you are attracting, when you're in that beautiful energy, and what is coming. And so for me, I wanted to share this little thing that I have. It's called a Wonderland passport, because I love Alice in Wonderland. I mean, that whole thing about thinking differently and using your imagination, and anything is possible. So in this journal, I actually write down all the beautiful synchronistic things that happen to me, and it's super small. So this fits into my pocket. It fits into my purse. It's a perfect thing to just take around with me. And so I will literally write out the fun synchronicities. So I shared one with you the other day while I was walking around with the rental property and the like tap tap from the universe that just said to look up. That went in here. And when we start connecting the dots, because that's really important, becoming aware is perfect and great. But when we connect the dots, we actually see that this is working for us. It's that accountability thread that says, I'm literally writing out how I'm feeling each day and what is coming to me. So as you do this with practice, you're going to get better and better at it. And you're going to see how the synchronicities come even faster, because you're literally connecting the dots. Because if you do this and you stay in the positive energy and you stay in the receiving energy, it's going to feel kind of overwhelming, especially at first, because you're not really used to it. But when you're writing it down and you're really seeing the impacts that this has and the manifestations that are coming to you, it makes it feel a lot more like it's really happening, because it actually is, but you're becoming more cognizant of it, right? So you're going to be able to see the manifestations a lot easier, and you're going to be able to keep track of them. And so that's really how I maintain my focus and my vibration of attraction, and how I allow myself to really see those manifestations occurring. Everything is a process, as we know, right? And just like you would track things that you're eating, like on a diet, or track that you went to the gym, or track how much water you have, or get on the scale once a week, this is what we do to keep our vibration high and to see the manifestations coming. So it's just another way to hold yourself accountable. So here, let's see. Another question was, how do I gain clarity around what one needs to do, as I don't believe that abundance is just a mindset? And so this is really great, because it reminds us that being in this energy, manifesting, creating our own reality, isn't always about what we're doing. I just gave you a beautiful process for something you can do, but it's really about who we're being. It's creating our reality. It's creating our future self in the present moment. And so while you can do visualization, we talked about that too, it's really about that essence of, who do you want to be in the future? What are the thoughts you want to have in the future? What are the feelings you want to feel in the future? So it's more a sense of a being as opposed to a doing. And then the last question I had was, how do we manifest abundance? And I just want to remind you that abundance is all around you all the time, and it's inside you already. We just have to get into that receiving mode and we have to allow that abundance in. And throughout the week, we've talked about many techniques and things like that that you can use to do that. So review those, but also know that it is coming to you and it is available and it is already actually here. All we have to do is start to allow it in. And that's the manifestation, because our well-being is always flowing to us. We're the ones that allow it in. So whenever we say even manifestation, it's really everything is already here for us. We're just allowing it in. In fact, I want to dig a little bit deeper into that. So when you have a thought of what your desire is, that is the beginning of the manifestation, because you had a thought and then you had a feeling that followed that thought. So now you're already conjuring the feelings of what that desire would feel like, what that manifestation is going to be. And so in a way, you're already manifesting it because you thought of it. So now you have that cognitive understanding. You're emotionally feeling into it. So now you feel it in an emotional level. And now we're just moving through that process that we learned of how to allow abundance in and where we are at any given time on our abundance journey, to allowing that to happen in a full-fledged manifestation where I can touch it, see it, feel it, that kind of thing. So we're always manifesting all the time, and you're always creating your own reality. You get to create your own reality. You get to create the most beautiful life that you want with all your desires and living your most abundant life.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at @abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.